Call to order. You are in the Borough Council Room of Bound Brook for a regular meeting. It's August 9th, 2022, and the time is 7 o'clock. This meeting is being held in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Law and that the requirements of the law have been met. It's posting of the meeting notice in the Municipal Bulletin Board, filed with the Borough Clerk, forwarded to the Courier News, and the Star Ledger. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the prayer. Tonight we pray for the people of Ukraine, and as always, we ask God to bless Bound Brook. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Mayor Fagan.
Here.
Council President Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Januzzi.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Francatelli is absent. Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilman Brandy.
Here.
Sorry,
here. Also.
Okay, the approval of the minutes for July 26th regular meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Stay.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilman Brandy?
Yes.
The minutes are approved. The minutes for the July 26th executive session. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Well, there can't be any, really. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
The executive session minutes are approved. Advertised hearing or special presentation, we have none. I just want to note that the state has declared a warning for water shortage and has asked that people conserve their use of water. Ordinance for the final reading, ordinance 2022-25. This is the bond ordinance providing for the reconstruction and improvements to the pool in Phase 1, in and by the Borough of Bound Brook in the County of Somerset, appropriating $1.65 million, therefore, and authorizing issuance of $1.5675 in bonds or notes of the Borough Finance Part thereof. Do I have a motion to open to the public for comment?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Anybody in the public want to comment about that? We've got to fix that pool. Motion to close to the public.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? I'm sorry. Do I have a motion to approve this ordinance?
Motion. I move the ordinance be passed on second reading and advertised according to the law.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
The ordinance is approved, and before we move on to the second one, I'm going to open it up to the public for any comments that anybody wants to make on anything. That's what I figured. Yes, please. Name and address.
Mark Sanfrone. I'm the owner of Pop's Bike Shop at 227 West Union Avenue in Bound Brook. I'm coming for you guys tonight because I'm having an ongoing issue, and I've tried going through a number of different channels, and I'm just not, doesn't seem to be getting any kind of attention. As a business owner here in Bound Brook, I was actually worked for Effingers, and when they shut down and I decided to open up my own shop, I made a conscious decision to stay in Bound Brook for a number of different reasons. I love the town. My first bike shop job was here on Hamilton Street, and I thought the town really needed a bike shop. So I stayed here. We have done everything that the town has asked us to do as far as signage, inspections, business licenses, alarms, collect taxes, as well as pay our taxes for income, all of the above. There's been an ongoing issue that I've had with a local resident. It's basically running a bike shop out of his residence. I reported it a number of times going back over 2 years now to code enforcement. I've given them tons of examples. I've got plenty of examples to have you guys show that this is on the internet, posting daily. And all I've been getting is I started this year's phone call, started in May, and I spoke to Joanne a couple of times, who told me Jose was following up on. She said, I remember we actually wrote summonses for this last year. And I said, yeah, I've been calling you guys since prior to 2020 when this started. Jose finally followed up with me a month later in June after I called him like half a dozen times. He said he was going to look into it. I asked him to at least follow up with me, say what's going on. Heard nothing from him. Started making a bunch of phone calls again. I finally got in touch with Tyler on July 20th, who said, yeah, we wrote him a summons. There's really nothing we could do. I just don't think anybody's taking this seriously. And I'm at 227 West Union Avenue. This residence is 227 West Maple Avenue. Mr. Kirschenbaum has gone as far as to label best place to buy a bike. Huge bike sale. Hundreds of bikes available.
On Facebook or?
Craigslist and Facebook.
Craigslist, okay.
Yeah. He's built structures in the backyard to house the bicycles. The basement is packed. Hundreds of bikes. Tons of pictures online. It's like, the investigation takes about 15 minutes. I don't understand how we cannot enforce running a business out of a residential area. Sales, that I'm assuming probably are not getting charged sales tax and are not getting claimed for income tax, like I have to do as a legal business owner. I have customers coming to me because it's kind of been vague, apparently, to somebody else, giving people information that if you have a problem with this, bike shops right over on West Maple or West Union, they'll take care of it. I got people coming in, I'm like, this is not me. It has nothing to do with my business. And what do I need to get from this town? I've been here for 5 years now. COVID has not been easy on us. We are trying the best that we can to run a business here. I have no problem with another bike shop wants to open it downtown or down Brook. I will be more than happy because it is on a level playing field. There are plenty of empty spaces in down Brook. If this guy wants to belly up and run a bike shop, by all means, get the insurance, get the business license, get everything you need to do. But I would assume that you guys or somebody in this town could take this a little bit seriously and say, code enforcement, running a business out of a residential area. How about tax issues, safety issues, building of structures that don't meet any kind of code whatsoever, the hoarding issue. Take your pick. I'm coming to you guys now after 2.5 years because I am massively frustrated.
I appreciate it. And
could something be done?
Yes. Something should have been done. You want to talk?
May I address this?
Please.
First of all, Jose and Tyler take very serious your situation. They have written summonses. No, I've been here.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand your frustration. Okay, wrong. So we've issued summonses. Once we issue summonses, it becomes important now. I can't, none of us can physically go there and put a padlock on the person's apartment. We just don't have that. We have just authority in the police department to do that. All we can do is issue summonses and make them in court, which is what Tyler tried to express to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of our investigation, Jose is going to come in on Saturday on his own because he heard he does most of his work out in the backyard on Saturday and taking pictures. I don't know what else we can do. We have our borough attorney here. besides issuing a notice of violation, besides issuing summonses and taking him to court. He has come to court. He has paid fines. He issued more summonses.
And the violation is for running a business,
in a
non-business zone.
Absolutely.
How about building structures?
I don't think there's any way we at the borough level, I don't think we have the authority, and Ryan, you
is
can check.
Is there an active court case right now?
I believe there are a couple of rolling summons, but I don't get that.
But, I mean, do we have the authority to... You can't shut down.
I mean, my if you look at what else could be done, Mayor, I don't have an answer off the top of my head for that, but I think, you know, we're talking about structures, too, so I don't know if there's an unsafe condition on the property. We could look at that issue, and then in the basement.
From a property maintenance perspective, the only thing that we can do is running a business and outdoor storage. If it's
obvious, yeah.
I can't speak to that on whether it's actually outdoor storage.
I'll leave you guys with all the pictures, and you can go online and find some of this stuff is 8 hours old.
But much beyond...
Give it to Hector.
Are those summonses that you issue, are those borough ordinance summons?
Or? Yes, absolutely.
So how many ordinance summons have you issued?
I don't know.
So at some point, there should be an increasing penalty.
Yeah, you're thinking for a
second.
Thank you.
That is the judge's discretion, absolutely. We, as a matter of course, we always ask for more at each increase in summons. But we have, other violators in town that consistently violate our ordinances. We ask more. We start with 150, then we ask for 500, then we ask for 1,000. By ordinance, the max is $2,000, but it still is up to the judge.
So I understand that you guys have issued the summonses for the illegal running of the illegal business, which is
in a residential.
Okay, and again, I'm not just trying to be punitive, but I take it seriously. Have we looked into the fact that the hoarding situation? These structures that are...
He's saying my basement is full of bicycles.
It's literally, look at the pictures. And he's proud of it. He's like, I've got... The structures, he's literally got bicycle display stands that are taller than
that. And they were illegal.
Again, I printed these off in particular because you can see this. The structures are standing over the fence and bikes are hanging by the wall. I saw bikes for a couple of weeks about 35 years ago.
No, that's great. I appreciate you telling us about this.
So I'm trying to give you guys maybe some other ideas to maybe, go and write 5 different summonses for the structures for hoarding and for...
Let me just ask a question of my attorney here. Is there any way that we can report this business to the IRS or anything to make sure?
State as well is required to collect taxes. State.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, is it appropriate for us to do that?
Right, because it's not like he's putting a couple of bikes at the end of the driveway for 20 or 30 bucks.
Mark.
Department of Treasury assesses those kinds of complaints. So
okay.
We'll
do that too.
All right.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you for your attention. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Anybody else in the public want to talk? Susan.
Hi.
Come on up.
Susan Tapper, 546 Watchung Road. So that's an interesting little situation. I'm just curious, how long does it take a resident that has any kind of problem like that to get to court? If they're saying we're going to court, and he says it's 2 years, I'm like, how long does it take to go to court?
Well, it's not so much what it takes to go to court, it's what the judge says.
And if the judge is willing to pay. Or the person's willing to pay the fine.
Exactly. And then this can go on, he said, for months or more. The judicial system, as you know, is rather slow. And the only thing we can, I think, going to the state and reporting the business and having them look into it is a little more powerful. If I would have known about that, he would have just called me. I would have taken care of it. We will take care of it.
I was just wondering, I haven't said the court, and I'm like,
No, we issue a violation, and the court date is usually a month.
Yeah.
A month or more. And then the judge makes a finding. If he has to pay a fine, the fine usually is due within a month or two.
We have to put it in the court date. They're running anywhere from... Right now, they're probably running 6 weeks of court. We have no control over the court. And that first appearance is just that. It's the first appearance. All they do is come in and say, not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to schedule another hearing, which could be 2 months out. To be perfectly honest with you, I've got summonses... But I have issued the properties in this town violation that are in the court system and I'm pushing 2 years. 2.5 years, actually. You know what I'm talking about?
I know.
Okay? And I just constantly... And then if they hire an attorney, then you really end for a long... It's extraordinarily frustrating.
Okay. I was just curious, and I was surprised that the neighbors aren't up in arms.
No, it's good for everybody to know that. Yeah. But the borough does the best we can, but this is a situation where I can take care of it personally.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing, too, is people who don't show up on the court. The New Jersey courts have decreed that they cannot even issue the warrant to borrowers from the municipal system. Can't
say anything for police, you know, they can't put something.
Yeah,
through
municipal summons, if they don't show up, the judge don't want this to
stay. Is that an attorney general dictate?
Excuse me?
The attorney general?
Yeah, this is about 2 years ago. We don't make it very public.
You don't want it.
But, no, I'm saying, that part, I completely understand the frustration.
Very good.
It's extremely frustrating.
Thank you, Mark.
But it's extremely frustrating, and there are reasons for justification, right? If you miss a ticket for garbage, getting pulled over and arrested and being held overnight doesn't make sense either, right? What I'm saying is sometimes the punishment doesn't fit the crime, right? We give out garbage tickets all the time for, you know, somebody left out a garbage can past 5 o'clock. You get pulled over by mistake. You know, you forget. People are busy. You forget. You get pulled over. Now you're getting arrested for a garbage can. You forgot to pull. You understand. So, and it's hard to say, well, your local ordinances don't matter and a state rule does. They're constantly trying to figure out a delicate balance to say, how do we get real criminals in here, and how do we not become over punitive? And, you know, it happens. It happens all the time. So there are the challenges. And you show up and you say, I'm not guilty, then they give you a court date for a month later. And then all you do is talk to a prosecutor and say, oh, yeah, my mistake, I didn't know. Oh, here's your penalty. I'll pay that. And the next time they show up, it becomes 6 months and 8 months and it's
not
extremely true. Frustrating.
Except okay. All right.
I don't know context to why it's like that. Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Ordinance 2022-26. Ordinance amending and supplementing the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Elm Brook to create Section 4-19 flea markets, garage sales, and yard sales. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Public comment on this ordinance? Do we have a motion to close to the public?
Motion.
Second. Second.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve this ordinance?
I guess nobody's saying anything. Motion. No. I move the ordinance be passed on second reading and advertise according to the law.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
I think it's a good thing. It'll actually help with the current climate and situation that the gentleman's actually encountering now. It'll at least give him another ticket to write.
said, you know, I'm going to be doing a yard sale, so I was very interested.
Not without a permit, you won't.
In reading it. I was very interested in reading it and limiting it to two signs.
Two signs?
Is there a judge? I mean, is that, who made that decision?
How? Oh.
Because two signs is almost
rich?
Too little.
Oh.
A yard sale.
It's his department. I'm not being.
A yard sale sign, and you're limited to two of them. Yeah, in Bound Brook, I mean, if you want to find somebody in the neighborhood somewhere in Bound Brook, you need more than two signs.
What, really? There's GPS. I say leave it as is. We don't amend the rule at all. You have social media for that kind of stuff. You know what ends up happening? Is you have 50 signs everywhere. Nobody takes them down. They staple them to trees. They staple them to poles. They're taped to everything. Two signs is great. You know.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, thank you for the comment.
No, I think we should leave it the same. But I'd like to revisit at a point in time and go to more signs. And I'll write it up and let everybody know. Amend the ordinance. Whether you agree or not, we'll vote on it. But that was my only comment. Any other comments on this? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brandy?
Yes.
The ordinance is approved. Introduction of resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. Separate discussion is desired. Please we'll isolate that resolution and attack it separately. Is there anyone that needs to be removed?
I'm sorry.
I can see you.
206.
Got it?
217 and 218.
Got it? Any more?
Letter 215.
Got it? Any more? Okay, we'll do those first. Number 206, a resolution approving an amendment to the parking space lease agreement.
209. 209, definitely.
Separate?
Yes, please.
Okay. Back to 206. Resolution approving an amendment to the parking space lease agreement between the Borough of Bound Brook and 543 East 2nd Street. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. Could you elaborate a little bit more on this? I'd rather hold on to a little bit more details on it.
Sure, so
go ahead.
Several months ago, I don't know what you did. We did an agreement with the same company where they were going to do some parking spaces at what is known as Chris Rock.
Not Kirsten.
We realized that we are going to be selling that, what we have sold that lot, and we'll be closing that later this week. So while we're doing the title search, we realized that we can't sell it because we have a problem selling it because we have an agreement with this company to lease spots from there. So this is just simply what we found in the customer.
We had to do it.
So, what's this order actually? If I go yes, what does that mean?
It just means that the spots that are assigned to that lot will be assigned to a different lot. That's it.
Okay. All right.
And we're conforming with the previous agreement.
Rich.
Okay.
Rich, did you need to take out 213? Has your last name on it, so I'm assuming.
Yes.
You're right. Okay, 209, resolution authorizing relief of a moratorium. Oh, I'm sorry, I did not vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposition. Resolution is approved. Resolution 209, authorizing relief of moratorium on Piedmont Drive for road opening permit. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to table.
Second to table?
I second.
Any discussion? Go ahead.
Yes, this is, we just paved this road over last year. There is cosmetic work that the gentleman's doing to a driveway. At the end of the day, they'll tear up the road. It'll be patched with IR, but still, it doesn't put the road back into its original condition. That we just spent $107,000, maybe a little bit more,
yeah,
on that road.
Less, so, but still.
So there's a 5-year moratorium. It's there for a reason. This isn't an emergency, under an emergency situation. I'd be more than happy to, and we have done it in emergencies. In this case, I don't see the reason to spend that money and then rip up the road.
What's the address?
103 Piedmont.
103? Any other discussion?
I think the individual would just want to relocate the driveway from the existing to move it, and that would require, I don't know how much of the existing roadway, but enough where once you start patching that road, then it starts coming up. And then
yeah. Well, that's why we have the moratorium.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
What is, how many years does he get?
It was just paid last year, so he's got
four more years. Okay. I would think he could wait, but we'll see. What he says.
I mean, he's got two driveways there.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor of tabling this resolution signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, 209 is tabled. 213, resolution accepting the resignation of Danielle Danuzzi from the Recreation Commission. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second? Abstinence? I mean abstain?
Abstain.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And one abstention. 213 is approved. 215, resolution authorizing the hire of Shane Younger as the patrol officer for Boundbrook Police Department.
Motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion.
Second. Discussion.
Just a recusal for myself.
Right. You want to talk about him?
I think at the next meeting we'll
yeah.
Officials.
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, do you want to say anything about him?
He
he's a good man.
Yeah, he seems like the JCP now, Sergeant Founder of the Police Department.
Little background.
What's that?
Give us a little background.
He's a college graduate from Decent. He's a recent graduate from the Camden County Police Academy. And he's a little older. He seems to be an excellent candidate for us. He's got a great family background. And he just seems like his personality and everything is going to fit in, and I think he's going to do very well here.
And he chose Boundbrook?
Yes. We were the first ones that gave him opportunity. So.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That's number 215 is approved. 217, resolution of the Borough Council of the Borough of Boundbrook authorizing an agreement for payment of the sewer connection fees for the redevelopment block 8, lots 9.01, 0.03, 0.04, is shown on the official tax maps of the Borough of Boundbrook. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. No questions about this? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
To collecting the money?
Who's opposed?
Richard and I.
So two and...
Wait, you guys are opposed to collecting the money?
Right.
I just, okay.
It's majority rules.
What's the amount, just for the record? Wait, just for the record, what's the amount that they're opposing collecting?
We're past the discussion.
105?
84 plus
105 is... About 200K, okay.
Almost 200,000.
Thank you, so 205.
That goes on to the discussion.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure I understood what was going on.
For the next one, you can...
Yeah.
Okay, 218, resolution of the Borough Council authorizing an agreement for payment of sewer connection fees for the redevelopment of Lots 1, Lots 56.01 and .02, as shown on the official tax maps, Borough of Bound Brook. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Now discussion.
Just for the record, how much are we collecting?
$84,000.
Okay. And... And approvals for this thing's already been done, right? Yes. Rhetorical questions. I just want to make sure that everybody else... $200K, right? Roughly. 105 and 85.
This is just $400,000.
Okay.
Okay.
If I would vote no, then we'd have to raise taxes or something like that. It would hurt.
If it doesn't pass,
right.
Mayor, you can vote however you want.
No, just asking questions.
Okay, Mayor, all in favor?
Mayor, can I ask a question?
All in favor. Wait. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I thought that the sewer connection fees were given to the developers that they don't have to pay anymore. That was part of the sewer when we sold it.
We have not sold it yet.
We have not closed on it.
That's why we're passing this.
Oh, no. We haven't sold it yet?
That'll happen Thursday.
And as soon as that passes, you no longer will see these things on our agenda.
That's why.
Okay, I was a little confused.
No, that's why I asked. It's a little complex. But I won't say we're sneaking in, but
we're getting in. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Who's opposed?
Aye.
One?
Vote. Can you please say for the record?
Just one?
Vinny.
Yeah.
Okay.
V-I-N-I-E.
The resolution is approved. Okay, all the other resolutions. 204, 205, 207, 208. 210. What?
I guess we have an appointment, something to look at. Resolution 210, Adora Rattle. She's an intern from the Bridgewater.
Yes.
From the Bridgewater High School. Doing a fantastic job. I just wanted to point out that.
Well, that will enhance that resolution. Okay, 210, 211, 212, 214, 216. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolutions are approved. Unfinished business? Anything? New business? Just a reminder about the dry conditions and please preserve water.
There is one piece of new business. The Middle Earth organization here in Montgomery Division here in Toronto, they are putting on an event later this year. They're asking for some assistance from the borough, similar to the assistance that we gave to the fire at the Toronto.
Help them out, you mean with police, and are they doing it at Billy and Legion Park?
Yes, sir.
So they're asking to use the park and...
Yeah, so we've already approved the use of the park.
A special.
Yeah, they're basically asking that. They're not charging an extra for
police.
They're actually a referral sponsor. It is a nonprofit that does a lot of good work.
No, Middle Earth is good.
Make a motion to make the event a borough sponsored event.
Sounds good. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
One in discussion.
Discussion? Thought we already had that.
They do excellent work here.
And we've done it before. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we'll do it. Approval of anything, any else, any other new business? All right, approval of vouchers. Resolution 219, approving vouchers in the amount of $883,682.44. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Janucci?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Brady?
Yes.
The vouchers are approved. I open it up one last time to the public for a comment. There being none, no executive session. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.